We are learning Masechta Shechul, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We are starting six lines from the bottom, Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. First words on a line, Kederach Shama Lachim Oichlim. Bam Rav Chista. Esrim Abba Matanis Kuna, there are 24 Matanis Kuna. Kol Koyin She'ini Baki Behem, any Koyin that's not a Baki, Ein Noisin Le Matana. You don't give him the Matana. Now what is Ein Baki Behem? Rashi says that if you don't know the dinim of the Matana, how it's eaten, Begdula, you can't give them this matnas kuna. So chiddush, that's what Chisah says. So the Gemara, because we said before, right? The Gemara right before that, that matnas kuna ain't nechel sel tzli, ben nechel sel b'chardel, has to be dafka eaten tzli and chardel. They have to eat l'moshchol gedula. So Chisah, if you don't know that, you can't give the kohen the matana. The Gemara of a lav milsi. It's not true. The thing is not true. The time went in a brayso. So this halach is not true. The time went in a brayso. Shimon Neimer, kol kohen she'ein moida ba'avoida, ain't lo chelik b'kuna. Rav Shimon says any kohen that's not moida ba'avoida, which Rashi says means that he says that the avoida was made up from Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says she'omer b'liboy divrei hevel heim v'litziva amokim l'hakel l'kabonos al Moshe vado liboy. So Rashi learns that someone says that ain't moida ba'avoida means he says Moshe Rabbeinu made it up. Ritva doesn't like the pshat. Ritva says if you said something the Torah is made up, you anyway apikiris. You don't have to come on to avoida. He says so the Ritva is a little different. He says any person says that avoida is not so important. That avoid the avada Torah said it, but that's so important. So any person that moida ba avoda, the halach is that you don't give him ein lechelik b'kuna. He doesn't get the chalakim in the things he give out by kuna. Shneima hamakriv es dam hashlamim, the one who's makriv dam hashlamim v'sachelav bnei haron lo yisia shaykeim in lemana. He gets the shaykeim in lemana. So that's the makriv. That's someone who does halacha. Makriv means halacha. So it says the one who does halacha gets the shaykeim in. We know it's not dafka the one who does avoda gets the chalakim. Anyone in the base av gets chalakim. So that means someone who's moida in avoda he gets the chalak. And only says halacha. Ainly elazev avad. Ainly rabbis chomis yeshi avodas. How do you know you have to mask him to all 15 avodas? What are the 15 avodas? Okay, tzikos v'ablilos. Tzikos v'ablilos are two things do by the mincha. You pour some oil, then you mix the oil. V'apsisos. That's when you bake certain menachos, you smash it up into pieces, do kamitza. Vaha melichos, when you salt the kabanas. Tenufos, means when you wave the kabanas. Vaha goshos, certain menachos, you put it close to the corner of the mezbech. Vaha kamitzos, and aktaros, that means makdar on the mezbech. Kamitzos means you do kamitza, take off a little piece. Vaha melichos, melichos, also you have to mask it too. Vaha kabalos, means with kabal the dam. Hazois is spritzing the dam. Vashkoa soita is drinking the soita who the isha who's nechshad on adultery. The halacha is you give her the drink. Vashkoa soita varifas egla arufa is to find someone dead. You bring an egla to that place and he cut the head off. But taras mitzayra also taras mitzayra is masking that also to taras mitzayra. Nasias kapayim and duchening beim afnim mechutz sai inside the base mikdash out to the base mikdash. If he says any of these are not true, you don't get the chelik in kuna either. Tamalev, how do we know? Because it's bnei Aharon, avoida mashuv bnei Aharon. Any avoida mashuv bnei Aharon, you have to mask him to in order to get the chalakim in the kabanas. V'chol koyin she'ina moida ba in lechelik b'kuhuna. So it comes out like this: any koyin that's not moida ba in lechelik b'kuna. Taima de'ina moida ba. Ha moida ba. If you agree to it, afik after in the baki bam, you do get the chelik. Therefore, this is a rai nalek Rav Chisda. Chisda said that you don't get any chelik if you don't know the halachas of lamashchol gedula. Here you see not like that. Here you see it's totally in maskim to the avoda. If you agree to the avoda, you say it's true according to Rashi. Means you say Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to us. So Avira Tva. You say it's essential. It's mandatory. If you agree to all that, then you get the halakim, even though you don't, not a baki in the halakas. That's what comes out, not like Rav Chisda. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Om Rav Abba, Om Rav Huna, Om Rav. Chutin shevalechi asurim. The chutin, which means the veins in the lechi, are full of blood, and it's also, you have to remove them, or get the blood out. V'chol koyin sheinidei litlon, if you know there's a koyin who's am ha'aretz, he doesn't know how to take out properly this dam, you should not give him the Zeroy L'chayim Kev, you shouldn't give him the L'chayayim as a matana. Eina is L'matana. The Mar says, V'lohi, it's not true. We thought that it's like very big, very hard to get it out. It's not true. V'lohi. Ibitavya, if you're roasting it, made of daivy, it drips out. If you roast it, it drips out, the blood drips out. V'lokadera, if you're using it, you're cooking this L'chayayim, cooking the tongue, so either michtichlu, if you cut it to malchul, you salt it, made of daiv, all the salt, all the dam will come out also. So it's not, the more than having a thought that it was chutin lechi was some kind of hard process to remove it, like, you know, the chalev is hard to remove, you know. The Gemara says, no, it's not so hard to move. It's a regular dam. And therefore, you give it to any Kohen because we're not talking about a Kohen who doesn't believe in halacha. He believes in halacha. Just we thought that it's very hard to do, so you shouldn't give it to a Kohen who's not a bucky in it. The Gemara says, no, it's not such a big deal. If it's the same din like every type of dam, that sli, it drips out. The Makadera, you cut it open and it drips out with the melach, with the salt. Amar Rava. Batak Rav Yezbeis, had a child to us. Hai kahana, the chotef matanta. If a Kohen grabs the matanis, and Rashi says that we're talking about the Tanoikis are bringing it to give it out to the Kohanim, and he grabs it from the Tanoikis. And the Ran speaks out that, of course, afterwards he goes back to the Bailam, makes sure that he lets him have it, because the Bailam really has Tehavis HaNo. But the point is, he goes and grabs the matanis kuhuna to be the first one. Is that fine or not? So, Hai kahana, the chotef matanta, chavuve kamachaviv, Is that a chibah mitzvah? Or is it a mezuzah in the mitzvah? Now the question is, which mitzvah we're talking about exactly? So vayistos over here is a mitzvah to eat the zeroyah l'chayim v'keva. Usually, the halacha you name on is that only things like that are oslo zorim are mitzvah, like truma, chala, that's a mitzvah to eat. Because there, it's brought down the Rambam, you make a brach on that. But zeroyah l'chayim v'keva, don't make a bracha. Why not? Because even a zark eat it. But here it's mevuyer that to eat the zeroyah l'chayim v'keva is also a special mitzvah. Because the Gemara is saying is it a chibah mitzvah or zilzal mitzvah? And Lamaisa, what's the pshitus? That was Rav said that Rav Yosef asked us. Upeshtanalei, and we answered him from the pasuk. The pasuk says v'nosan. The pasuk says that you should give it to the kohen. They should give it to v'nosan l'kohen azrael l'chayim akeva. V'nosan l'shadatz. He should not take it himself. You should give it to the kohen, not take it himself. And therefore, he should not grab it. Amar Abaye, Mareish havechatafna matanta. By the beginning, I used to grab matanas. Amina chaviv kama chavam mitzvah. I'm being mechav the mitzvah. I'm making the mitzvah precious. Look, I want it so badly. Kivin the shemana l'ha. Once I heard that from this drasha, v'nosan l'shadatz ma'atzmai michtav l'chativna. I didn't grab it anymore because it has to be given to me. Don't grab it away. So then I used to ask for it. May ma'amri ahavali. I used to ask for it. But with kivin the shemana l'ha, then I heard this next price, the Talmud price. It says by the kids of Shmuel, vayatu achar, that they went after the money, it says in the pasuk. I want to read the whole pasuk. So the pasuk says, l'hochu banav drachav, that Shmuel's kids, or Shmuel was a Levi, did not go after his drachim. Vayatu achri ha-botza, vayikru sheikha vayatu mishpat. And it's, what do they do? Ramei yoyimer, b'nei Shmuel cholkom shol v'fiyam. They ask for the ma'aser rishon, the Levi gets ma'aser rishon v'fiyam. And there's a taina on them. It's called yot achabetza. And pastors, this din, that you're not allowed to ask for it, is dafka by someone's Adam Gadol, because there, people can give it to you, even they don't want to give it to you. But maybe a small Levi could ask for it, because if he says no, he'll say no, he won't give it to you. But if a chashav, a person like Abaya, and the Gabi Zerel Chaim Akeva, and the Gabi Shmuel's kids, the Gabi Maestri Rishim, they come ask for it, you're going to give it to them. Therefore, they're not allowed to ask for it, because it's like forcing the Balaam to give it to them. They really have the Torah said no. Now, Abaya was a Kohen, obviously. Like Abaya says, it was Bnei Eli. Abaya of a Rabbah, Bnei Eli. Abaya was a Kohen. And he said he used to ask, he used to grab it. Then he found the Pasuk Nosan Shito. Then he used to ask for it. But then he heard that, no, you can't ask for it. Because it says by Shmuel, that the kids of Shmuel, Vayatu Acha Abatza, that was considered not a good thing. So now, Meiman Amila Amina, I don't ask for it either. V'yavuli, if they give it to me, Shakilna, I'll take it. But kivin the shemana l'ha, but after I heard this brisa, the Talmud brisa, that says after Shimon HaTzadik was nifter, so there was no bracha anymore to lechem upon him. It used to be, if someone ate a size of a pool, it satiated him. But later on, even if you ate a lot of lechem upon him, you didn't get satiated. So it says in the brisa, tznuim moishchum esideyim, tznuim, stop taking lechem upon him. V'gargorim cholkim, and the gargorim are the people who, like, it means they're very hungry, the fressers, they take. So therefore, now I don't take either. Mishkanam l'shekino. I don't take either. Levar mal yom tekpura. Besides for Yom Kippur, I do take. Now, why doesn't he take? So it's a voyeur in Taisvah, there's a maskal mishkal. Shle ekra gargarin. Vle exo misha tzarka yisim men. I don't want to steal from someone who needs it more than me. Afish gamul yashir. He wasn't a big usher. But he didn't take muck of other people are taking him. Because it looks a little bit like a gargarnim. And therefore, he didn't take. So why did he take Erev Yom Kippur? Because Erev Yom Kippur was a time when they had a lot of animals around. So first of all, number one, there's a lot of animals around. There's a lot of animals around, so he's not taking them from someone else. And number two, the Gemara says, and the reason why he took is lachsukei nafshoi b'kahani, because he wants to machzik himself as a kohen once a year to show he's a kohen, and therefore he wants to machzik as a kohen. Therefore, he took once a year. And Tosha is another knech. Tosha says that on Yom Kippur, if you wouldn't take, it looks like you're not a kohen, because why else are you not taking? There's so much stuff here. someone's Royal Chaim Kev, because we know four times a year there's a lot of shechita going on. So why didn't you take? So it's the reason why he took, because he didn't take, they would think it's not a coin. Lafzukin Hafshibakan. Break the mark, Lifrais Yodeh. So let him just do duchening. That's when you know it's a coin. So Gemara, Ansele Indene. And there's two pshatim in this. Rashi says Ansele Indene means that a lot of times he was learning with his Talmidim and he missed Tefillah B'tzibah, so he didn't have a chance to be duchening. And the Madani Yonta speaks out that even though in Allah missed Tefillah B'tzibah, so he says, the most important thing. So there, you could miss. And he used to miss, and therefore, he didn't duken all the time, so then that wouldn't help. He has to have this thing to max himself as a kohen. Now, the Rosh was a little different. That means that he had a stomach issue. Not that that was out the teaching Torah L'Rabim, but in any case, he had to take the Zeroy L'Chayim and Kev with the Matonis in order to max himself as a kohen. Om Rav Yosef. Hai Kahana, this is like Tzovim Rabbanu Meshuvusei. This is a new halacha. It is like this. A kohen that has a Talmud Chacham who is a Yisrael in his neighborhood, but the guy doesn't have any money. He wants to find a way to get him some money. So what you do is like this. He says like this. The kohen says, look, I get the matanis. So just go, give it straight to the Talmud Chacham. It's kilu, I have it, and I was mezakeh to him. So liskele matanta. Let him say, any matanis that come to me, go to him. How could I mezakeh something I never got? So talking about means, this kohen is the standard kohen that he usually gets it. So he has a right already now to say, that Zeroy has come to me, give it to him, and that's kiyum of the mitzvah. The Bialim goes, delivers it to the Talmud Chacham's door, it's kilu, he gave it to me. Because it's talking about kiyum kuna leviyah. Now, has the kiyum kuna leviyah work? Has that like kilu, I got it? So Rashi in Masechet Gittin says that kivun the shar kahanim yoidim that the kohen zayitei and he's shalom at the noise of the ashku da tayu. It's like the meyayish of it. And the Dvaram explains, because the really books are shevet kahanim. So if everyone else is meyayish, it automatically belongs then to this kohen. And therefore he has the right and the power to makne it to the Talmud Chacham. Maybe it's a story like this. Rava v'Rav Safra iklu be Mar Yochanan b'rei d'Rav Chana ba'ada. V'amrilo, all they went to Mar Yochanan b'rei d'Rav Chana bar Bizna. So Rava v'Rav Safra went to this person's house. Now, Rava actually was a kohen, but Rashi says he didn't want to use his kohen status because you're not supposed to ask for it, you're not supposed to take, like Abaye said. He didn't want to have, because he got him, he didn't want to take it within kohen, and he gets Zeroy L'Chayim Keva. Tosfos learns that Rava wasn't even a kohen. That before, when it says that Rava, like the Rava Bartok, Rav Yosef, how do we take it? It means Rabba. And this is Rava. Rava was not a kohen. That's the Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos over here, if Rava was a kohen. Because it sounds like in the next story that Rava was not a kohen. So the story was that they both Rav and Safra come to the house of Mar Yochna. Avalei Igel Tilsa. He made them some special egel, a third born egel, or whatever. Egel to the chashuva egel. Only Rav the Shamis. So Rav told the Shamis of the house, Zechilam, and he was a kohen the Shamis. Zechilam Matnasa. Be zeicha for me the chardel, the lachik. I want to eat the lashon in bechardel. Rashi says the bina lemar says the bina lemech lishta bechardel. I want to eat the tongue with mustard. So be zeicha for me you're a kohen. Be zeicha for me the tongue. Zochile Rava. So Rava was zochile Rava. Zochile. So he did it. Rava achal. Rava safra achal. Rava ate it. Rava safra did not eat it. Rava safra didn't eat it because it never got to the shamas' hand. He didn't hold it. His whole shtickle. It sounds like that the shamas could give it to me before he's zochin it. Here, Rava said, "Give it to me." Now again, we said Rashi says even the Rava was the kohen. He don't want to take him within that. He want to take him within Yisrael. So he said, "You be zochin, give it to me." So Rava ate and Rava safra didn't eat it. So they Rav Sam went to sleep that night, and he gets in his cholam a pasuk like this. The pasuk says that ma'ado beged b'yom kara, which means it's like someone who wears a threadbare beged on a cold day. Choymetz on neser, he is vinegar together with neser, which kills the neser. V'shar b'shar malev ra, he learns Torah alev ra. So it's not a good thing. This pasuk. So also comes to Rav Yosef. He says, why did they tell me this pasuk? He said, maybe the reason is, maybe I didn't listen to you, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says that if a Talmud Chacham is poor, a Kohen can be mzakeh to him. So I should listen to you. Here, the Shamas was mzakeh. So maybe I didn't listen to you. Maybe that's the reason? Amalei, no. Ki Amri, no. I always said my halacha, but achar. by stam a guy who wants to do it, out of goodness of his heart. Shami b'karche mezaki. Here the Shamis didn't want to do it. Rava asked him to do it. It was b'karche. That's number one. V'chi amri ana. Another thing is, l'mad le'efshle. I only said someone who was very poor. Ha'efshle. Here, Rava wasn't very poor. He wanted some tongue with a chardel. So I don't even say my case here. You were right, actually. So v'elamai time ha'karadoch. So why did you say this pasuk to you in this dream? So the word klapi Rava was really for Rava. So the klapi Rava, why didn't Rava get in this dream? Rava nozavava. Rava right now was a nozavava. He was like stickle in cherim from a kosh baruch hu kav yachol. He was stickle out, and therefore he didn't get this nevuah. Rashi says, why is Rava nozav? So one pshat, as Rashi says, is from the Gemara Maseches Tainis, where there they needed rain, and Rava brought down the rain. And it was called Mitzvah Kami Shemaya. He shouldn't have brought down the rain then. He had to use his special Nisan powers, and that was not correct. What not upset is because of this story alone, he was a Nazav. Akapanim, that's what happens over here. So it comes out here, Rav Yosef, he was mat there, only B'shas HaTchak, and only when the guy did as good as his heart. Only a Balei Rav Dimi. Well, Pashtu Krav Maik said, what's Pashtu on the Pasuk of Ma'ad the Begav Yom Kara, and says, V'shar B'shirim Alev Ra? So what's that talking about? What's Pashtu on the Pasuk? Because it's saying someone teaches Torah to someone Lev Ra. So we thought maybe it was going on before. It's going on Rava, or as I said, it was going either Rava or Rav Zafra, who didn't listen to Rav Yosef. But now saying, well, what's Pashtu on the Pasuk? I'm Lev B'shoyin al-Tamash in Hagun. Someone who teaches the Tamash in Hagun. Don't read the Rav. Call Shoyin al-Tamash in Hagun. Anyone who teaches Torah to Tamash in Hagun, no, he falls again. All the darkness is Tamil and Svuna is hidden for him. A fire that doesn't have to be blown will burn him. Yeras Sirid Ba'ala. Who is his code to? Someone who has a bad person in his Allah, in his Torah. Vein sorry al Tamil Chacham. Shanem of Sridim Asher Hashem Kairi. So it's a bad Tamil Chacham in his Svivav, and you teach him Torah, it's no good. Amrav Zeir Rav call Shoyin Tamil Shana Hagun Kazarik Evan Makulis. It's like you throw an Evan to the Varizar Makulis. Shanem Katsura Evan Mirgama Kainos and Luxil Kavod. And Mashal explains like this, that when you throw an Evan to Makulis, you think you're doing Kavod for it, but it's not a Kavod. It's not a Kavod. Even it looks like you're doing Kavod. Here also, you teach Torah to a He's turned to a hug. It looks like you're giving him covered. You're not doing him covered. The chsiv, loinova ksil tainog. That for ksil doesn't look good, Torah. Torah is not good for this such a person, and therefore it's not considered a covered to give them Torah. It's like you're throwing Evan the makulis. So that's the bottom line. That's what the pasuk on the pasuk. Akapon, what comes out from our sugi is we have a few different halachas from our sugi. First of all, we started off with ain't a baki, but we said that's fine. Even ain't a baki, the halacha is that as long as you're moed by avoid, you get the halakim. And then we learned about the chutm shivalachi, that's fine. Also, then we said, when it comes to matas kuna, you should not take it yourself, you shouldn't even ask for it if you're adam chashuv, and also, maybe you shouldn't take it a bechlal, like Abaye said, because of gargarim. And we said another halakha that you can be, by makir kuna, they can be zakat to you if a person needs it, it's layef shalai.